we have Chastity Sloan, and Chastity is going to be going over some of her regular dietary habits, and she's about less than 2 weeks out from the Arnold Classic. So, have you been competing? Give us total and give us professional.
Total years competing would be since 97. So what, that's 12 years competing, working on 13. And I've been a pro since 04, so working on 5 years as a pro.
And just so everybody knows, what's a professional and what you compete in? What do you do?
I'm a professional figure competitor in the IFBB, the International Federation of Bodybuilding. And what that consists of is, I don't know if anyone's heard of or seen the Olympia. So there's men's bodybuilding, women's bodybuilding, figure and fitness. And I'm a pro in the figure category. And like you said, getting ready for the Arnold Classic.
Okay, and what do you describe as a figure competitor? Like, what do you do?
Figure competitors train similarly to women's bodybuilding. The food is very similar to how a female bodybuilder would schedule her food, get it ready, and prepare it and eat it. Probably for me, 8 weeks out from a show, even though training is year-round and staying on some type of eating plan is year-round, 8 weeks I start to lean down. And so it's regular cardio sessions, sometimes two a day. 30 minutes a session for me, and then weight training every day, and then staying on that meal plan.
Okay. You've been training CrossFit for how long?
Since October of 08.
So not long.
Mm-mm.
What differences have you noticed in either in your body and in your training capabilities or physical capabilities that CrossFit has presented that I guess what we'll call the old style has not?
For me, what I've noticed is I definitely am in top condition a lot sooner. Like when I started the diet, normally it takes a while to feel like I'm in good condition, if great condition, to step on stage, because conditioning and the way your skin looks is so much a part of it. So early on, I felt like I was in great condition, so much so I had to up the calories. I was hungry all the time, so we've upped calories, and I take in more food because of that. And I do feel like I'm more muscular than in the past. So I've added some lean muscle to my frame.
So you would say that CrossFit obviously plays a huge role in just training capacity and getting ready for the show, but as compared to your daily nutritional intake, I mean, how imperative is that into what you do?
It's different. Getting ready for the figure competitions in the past, I don't feel like I had been as worn out or didn't have the energy to get through. Like right now, I notice for sure, some 2 weeks out from the Arnold's, that being on a low-fat diet, I can hit a wall really quick trying to get a CrossFit workout done. So I'm looking forward to being able to stop the figure competition diet plan and start on a little bit higher fat so that I can really bust through CrossFit workouts a lot.
Okay. So you're saying that the diet that you're on now, up to a point, can make you competitive, but probably to be in 2 weeks out to where you're at right now has dropped you too low.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can still do it, but your performance obviously suffers because you are too lean.
Absolutely.
To be able to perform at what you would believe your utmost.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you attribute that to obviously having too low a fat, because fat would be your energy source.
Correct.
Okay. Your energy source.
Correct.
Okay. Can you walk us into the kitchen and just show us real quick before you start cooking how you're going to make some of your food? Mm-hmm. Please. We have, obviously, all the main staples.
Mm-hmm. Whites.
Tons of eggs. Okay.
Green beans.
Okay. Frozen green beans?
Yes, frozen green beans.
Okay, why frozen? Does
why
it matter?
Frozen?
Do you think it matters?
We can go with fresh or frozen.
Okay.
But frozen for me is cost effective and easier to prepare.
Okay, that's good.
Flank steak.
Why flank? Because it's leaner. Okay.
Flank steak is, yeah, lean and round steak, but flank is easier to eat.
Okay, good point.
Oh, oats. And I love extra thick rolled oats toasted.
Okay.
Flax oil, tuna. My favorite tuna is just a solid white albacore. People have their preferences.
And you would be okay with just about anything, though?
Yeah, okay. As long as it's in water.
Okay.
Asparagus. Let me see that. Lots of asparagus.
Okay.
Chicken. We're going to cut a little bit more fat off that chicken, but it's almost ready to prepare.
Okay. What else?
Orange roughy.
Now that is on a 3-week plan on where you'll be eating only really what we see right now, excluding almonds for a fat source and sweet potatoes, which we already have prepared. But other than that, that is exactly what you have been eating and will eat for 3 weeks. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last 2 weeks. Yes, you're right.
Let's see if we can cook some of this food up. We'll see how long it takes to make some of this food so that all you viewers out there will understand what, I guess, what an athlete can put into it, and that it really doesn't take that much time as long as your preparation is in order, because we're going to cook for about 3 days worth of food, and this is Sunday. So Chas won't have to cook again until, like, Wednesday. Okay, this is 1 hour in. Chas is cutting up asparagus. There's a ton of baggies already ready. You can see them in the corner. That is what she will pack them in. Is there a preference to why you put them in baggies, or do you just not like to do dishes?
That might be one good reason, but baggies take up less room in the refrigerator, and being this close, I know that I have to pack up a bunch of food to take to Columbus with me, and it's much easier to get more food for, like, the 3 or 4 days I'll need food in my one cooler than to try to put it all in containers.
So over here we have eggs, and we're using two separate skillets to cook the eggs. Obviously, it's a mess over here because you're cooking all at one time, but again, we are only an hour into this, and we have almost 3 days completed. All that's really doing now is waiting for the weighing and measuring of the food, which we will do post-cooking. Now, you said taking it on a trip. Now, didn't you just go on a cruise, like, 3 weeks ago?
Right.
And you went on a cruise during a diet.
Correct.
And there's no way that you stayed on a diet while you were on a cruise.
Yes, I absolutely did.
But there's no way that you could have cooked this food and taken it on the cruise with you.
We did. We probably cooked for 5 days, and I was only going to be gone 3.5, just in case I got messed up on the plane ride and I might have to stay an extra night, which happened. So I did have the food I needed, but I packed up 5 days worth of food in my cooler and got it on the plane. Again, as long as they're in baggies, the plane, the security at the plane or the terminals will let you through.
So what you're saying is, even if you have to travel, which you do a lot of, you pre-plan, you cook the food that you're supposed to have, and you eat it when you're supposed to eat it.
Correct.
Can you hold up? So, we are back in the kitchen after... Can you give me your runtime? What do you think? How long did it take to cook 4 total days of meals throughout each and every day?
It took us 2.5 hours together.
Okay. 2.5 hours. And no matter what happens through any and every day, you're totally fine. Like, you have it with you in a cooler no matter where you go.
Correct. Like, and I laid it out, like, this will be Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday along the back wall.
And you put it in baggies just to save room?
Correct, yeah.
When will we have to cook again?
Wednesday,
for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
And all of these are weighed and measured to fit a diet that you have already. Correct. And you're going to stay on that exact diet of that exact food for how long?
I have for a week already, and I will one more week, and then it'll change just a little for what's called the dry out week, which is the week just prior to the show.
Okay. And but for what you eat right now is not going to change at all.
Correct. For another week, this will be it.
The exact same thing, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Exact same thing.
Okay. And that is only going to change when we go over to eating more for competition or more for performance by the addition of fat. But as far as the cooking, the preparing, and getting ready for everything, that's going to stay relatively the same, correct?
Correct.
So it's not going to waver because an athlete eats like an athlete all the time.
All the time.
And can you give us a back shot just to show what eating like this makes you look like? Stay just like that. Fantastic. Look, here we have a little bit of abs. And this is dieting for how long again?
So far.
Turn a little more towards your camera. Yeah, so far?
6 weeks.
6 weeks out. All right. That's what we needed. That's what we needed to see. Thank you very much.
Thank you.